96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 1st of October, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On this Tuesday, I have a room full of guests. The first half of the show, we will be talking with the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association about National Breastfeeding Week. And in the second segment of the show, we're going into the news and we are also talking conspiracy theories. Now, to open the month of October, I would like to formally extend my invitation to bid. I need a father or a grandfather for Halloween. I need somebody to buy me Halloween candy. Now, dear children, if you have a father or a grandfather that's not too busy, and you're willing to put in an application, I promise to share all the candies with you. I promise to share all the information I know about candies with you. We could create a whole candy protocol, a map with routes on how to get to the best candy. I'm trying to make my invitation as attractive as possible, because it turns out you need a daddy or a granddaddy to buy your Halloween candy. Also, later in the show, it turns out I'm also putting out an invitation to bid. I need a baby for National Breastfeeding Week. Now, somebody said to me, Erin, you could. I know math. It's just not enough time for me to make a baby in time for National Breastfeeding Week. I wish y'all had told me about the activities y'all have planned for National Breastfeeding Week 9 months ago, and maybe I could have been prepared to participate, but that's okay because I put out an invitation to bid. I need a baby for National Breastfeeding Week because the activities they have planned for this week are exciting and I think entertaining as well. And I'm not sure if you need a baby or you need to have been a part of a baby making process to participate in these events, but we're going to find out everything today from our representatives from the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and along with their name, their role or title or office within the association. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Trenika McCarty. I am the president for the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association.
Mm-hmm.
And good morning. My name is Sarah Turnquest, and I'm a family nurse practitioner, and I'm representing the Ministry of Health and Wellness, supporting breastfeeding.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is...
You have to speak directly into the mic, yes.
Good morning. My name is Crystal Ferguson Marriott, and I'm a Pulse breastfeeding mom.
Absolutely. Marriott. I know that name. Somehow I know they could find plenty chocolate. Halloween candy. Sorry, I was just thinking out loud. It's a pleasure to have all of you in studio this morning. Although I am not a mother, and also I am not breastfeeding, I think I understand the value and the importance of this particular initiative. The value of breastfeeding socially, mentally, psychologically, physically. Anyway, forgive me for a second there. I was trying to get Mr. Newry to join in on this conversation because he is closer to breastfeeding week than I am, surprisingly. But that's okay. I'm going to practice empathy. I'm going to put myself in someone else's shoes for this conversation so we could continue to explore the value of breastfeeding. And I say continue because I am glad to have you guys back. Earlier in the year, we celebrated World Breastfeeding Month, and now we're focusing on our local initiatives and National Breastfeeding Week. Okay, so first of all, what are the dates? Which week encapsulates Breastfeeding Week?
Okay, well, earlier in August, the first week in August was World Breastfeeding Week. That's when the whole world come together in unison to celebrate this wonderful event about lactation, about dealing with nurturing your baby from human milk. Now in October, which is actually the 40th week in the year, okay? And therefore, Mrs. Carlotta Class, she realized it divinely that 40 weeks also represents the amount of weeks a woman is pregnant. So that's why we took that time, we took that time to celebrate National Breastfeeding Week in our Bahama land.
All right. So the international or global celebration is in August, first week. But we locally have decided to signify our week, right? Like, I love that. That we celebrate our week in the 40th week of the year, and women carry babies to term for roughly 40 weeks.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a note. A lot of people think it's 36 weeks.
No.
A lot of people think it's 9 months.
No. It's 40 weeks. A pregnancy can last 40 weeks, actually 40 weeks.
Absolutely.
10 months, actually.
10 months. I don't know if I could put my body out on loan for 10 months.
It just happens. Don't worry about it. When it happens, it's going to happen. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, man. I know children cry, but yet they come. Once you get that call, you can pick up that phone. Okay. So, National Breastfeeding Week. So, when did we start? What was the first day?
Okay. The first day is actually today. That's why we are on this show with you. The 1st of October. From the 1st of October to the 7th. We have a whole week just dedicated to breastfeeding only.
All right, so let's start with contact information. How do we contact the BNAB, Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association?
The BNBA, Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association.
All right.
You can contact us through my number. Right now, we do not have a location. So if anyone out there has somewhere for us to locally stay, that would be great. But the number to call is 806-8314. That's my personal cell number at this time.
All right. Social media presence. Where can I find you online?
Well, you can find us online on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. You can just put in Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association and WAP. It comes up.
All right. So at this time, contact number is 806-8314, and that's a direct line to the president.
Yes.
Ms. Trinica
McCarty. Ma'am.
Okay. Let's start with the week of events. Starting today, we have today's talk show.
Yes. Today is the talk show. So we are here on the talk show with you just to sensitize people about what is happening today and for the rest of the week.
All right.
Yes. That's what we are doing and preparing for all of these other big events that are happening.
Absolutely. I wish I could have had you all for an hour, but I can't. And I understand our mothers and those who care for and with mothers are always busy. So let's go through the schedule of events. Tomorrow,
we will be on another two shows. I don't know if I'm at liberty to
We could say, if you can't get enough and you follow the conversation, tomorrow morning, Joy FM, 7:45 a.m., 100 Jams at 8:05 a.m.
Yes.
All right.
And then we will be having a membership drive that same day at 11 to 4 p.m. at the Marathon Mall. Anyone who has any contribution to breastfeeding, anything they want to assist us with, financially, physically, donations, whatever. We need your hands. We had our founder die. We had two members out of our small association of 10 people. My goodness, we need more members. We need more hands on that.
You had two members of the association pass away?
Yes.
Do you want to call their names just briefly?
Well, the first person who passed, she died over 8 or 1 year ago now.
Okay.
She was not very well known, but she joined the bandwagon. Miss Jones, she passed away a little while back.
Condolences.
And, you know, so it wasn't a, you know, because she had just recently joined. But Mrs. Carlotta Class, I'm sure many people remember her.
Yes.
She has been instrumental in the whole fight of breastfeeding here in the Bahamaland, in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Ms. Carlotta Class.
Do I need to be a mother, a parent, or a breastfeeding mother to be a member?
No, we want men. We want everybody. We want men and women. If you are Grammy, if you are a young woman, we need everybody.
Now, look here, you're going to teach the men. I see the trick, the technique. For men who have to nurse babies, right? When I say nurse, they have to feed babies. I see men, they take a shirt and they cut a hole in the shirt near where the mother's nipple would be.
Right.
And they put the bottle through the hole.
Now, but with breastfeeding exclusively.
I know. But we want men to understand that they play in a role too, right?
But their role is different in this fight. They can cup feed the babies. That's what they can do. They can cup feed.
Versus bottle feed.
Right. Cup feed, let the mother directly breastfeed and cup feed, and the daddy can cup feed the baby.
And I'm hoping that when fathers breastfeed, when fathers feed, that they are using pumped milk as well.
Yes.
Right?
The human breast milk, they will put that in the breast, in the, whatever you want to call that.
In the cup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So membership drive is tomorrow, 2nd of October, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Mall at Marathon.
Yes.
Now, on Thursday, and...
Oh, I would like to tell you... Boy, I hate to be talking all this, but I want to get these people in on it.
Don't worry. Listen,
you got a part for them?
We're going to Miss Marriott when we get to Sunday's events.
Okay.
Even before then.
Yes.
All right, so Thursday.
Thursday is the Breastfeeding Exhibition Corner. We are having that event happening. Okay, we are having that event happening where the clinics, the hospitals can be involved. We are going to be at the Mall at Marathon. They will explain their exhibit. Our theme this year is Closing the Gap, Breastfeeding Support for All, for everyone. Okay? So their exhibit must have that incorporated in it, and the judges will judge. They will be going with a floating trophy and their personal first, second, and third trophies as well.
Because in a place where we solve problems with money, right, we would say, okay, well, the upper-class women, the professional women, they don't have any problems because they could solve this problem. But I imagine that working women, women with extremely busy schedules, also need support in integrating the breastfeeding process into their work life and their professional life.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. So Friday, if I could turn to Ms. Turnquest, our maternal child and health coordinator from the Ministry of Health. On Friday, we're having a maternity ward visit, gifts to mothers. Can you tell us a bit about that? Who can participate? Do you have a select team of people who will be visiting the ward? Can people sort of just show up? Good stuff. Good stuff.
Okay, so the collaboration with the maternity ward, that is Princess Margaret Hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
It's more of a team effort.
Okay.
And the participants would be it's on behalf of the BNBA, representatives of the Ministry of Health and Wellness will also be there. But basically, it will be the nursing administration of maternity ward, Princess Margaret Hospital, and their patients.
Okay.
We do have patients on the ward who deliver.
Yes.
We are focusing on the inpatients.
Awesome. Okay, now gifts. Right. Babysitting services?
No. What we are going to do, this is what we are doing at that event. What we are doing at the maternity ward visit, we will be there to give all of the women who deliver their babies. We will have a package for them.
Okay.
That will have like diapers, disposable diapers, wipes, sanitary napkins, stuff like that. And also we will be there to answer any questions they have pertaining to breastfeeding at that time. So that's why we have that a 1.5 hour window period to be there for them,
awesome.
To give back to the ladies.
Yeah.
And also to share our numbers if someone needs help with breastfeeding, they will get that at that time.
And to sort of manifest the village, like right at that most vulnerable, you just given birth, you're a new mother, and even if you've had children before, it's a whole new spirit, a whole new child. It could be a whole new experience.
Yes.
For the village to manifest, at that time is awesome.
Yes.
We're getting close to what I'm excited about now. All right. On Saturday.
Oh, yes.
The church service.
Yes, we will be at Berea Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Now, the Seventh-day Adventist community is a big supporter of the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association.
They support us well. You know, we believe in a natural, healthy way to go. So they are there to support us. We will be there to worship the Lord on that day at their church.
11 a.m. Location?
Blue Hill Road South.
Now, I go to St. Anne's Anglican High Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to bring snacks to this church service? Will you have refreshments?
No. We're going to worship the Lord.
Y'all don't have any ushers who have the strawberry candy in their bag or anything like that? I just checked
it. No, we're going to worship the Lord and thank Him for the success of all of these events that are happening and what's going on in National Breastfeeding Week.
Oh, absolutely.
It's nothing to do with food. We're going to get spiritual food.
I just say in this breastfeeding week, and the people who don't breastfeed get hungry too.
Okay.
Strawberry candies, I'm telling you. Okay. But this is wonderful, the spiritual aspect of motherhood, of family, community, and the initial stages of child rearing.
Yes.
Right? Absolutely wonderful. Okay, now, Sunday, the 6th of October, 2024, baby-friendly fair and fashion show.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. What we call it baby-friendly fair because we want people who do anything connected with baby and young children could be a part of this event. Contact us at my number 806-8314. You can contact me. You are responsible to bring your own table, your own little
setup.
You can do all of that, and you just have to give us a little donation. It's your choice how much you give us, okay? And set up, and you can sell your item or whatever, okay? But it's actually something to encourage anyone selling baby clothes, young children clothes, anyone dealing with anything to do with children, toys, glasses, this, that, anything in that area. Now, remember, if you're into dealing with formula, and bottles and stuff, you cannot use that, okay? You cannot bring that on the premise.
No glass bottles.
No bottles of any kind, no formula pacifiers, stuff like that you can't sell at our event. Because we are pro-breastfeeding.
We are not
into formula feeding and anything to do with those type of stuff.
And we'll have information sessions available for people who may say, look, I come because I'm struggling with the idea of breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
I need some tips. I need some support.
Yes.
All right. Now, I got a business. I baby-proof houses.
Okay.
Can I come out? Can I call the ministry and find out if I could participate?
You call that number that I sent, and I will say yes. You just have to fill out your application form, and you have to be there in a certain time. You only have a certain amount of spot or space.
Right.
You can't overload the area.
Right. And we're trying to accommodate as many...
Yes, as much people as...
All right, what if I sell this... You know, in African cultures, they strap... They have techniques, various techniques, where mothers are able, and fathers, to carry the baby with them comfortably because they strap them to the body.
Oh,
I could,
yes.
I could come
awesome.
And bring them and sell them too?
Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, anything to dealing with baby, breastfeeding... You can come and be a part of us.
Absolutely.
It's a multicultural society,
yes.
I'm sure it will be welcomed.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, that the baby-friendly fair and fashion show is taking place from 2 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Let's talk about fashion show because ain't nothing cuter than watching some parents dress up their baby.
Oh.
Right? The whole affair, from the parents to the baby, right? They get a little pair of matching tennis and a matching outfit.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna have a baby in Junkanoo costume? I just want to know what type of fashion show you looking at.
This fashion show is actually geared to show people how well these children have been brought up because of human breast milk. Any stage from infancy straight up.
Okay.
Me and my son will be doing a little dressing up together. We will be, and my son is 22.
Oh, you're matching?
Yeah. Me and my son is 22. Walked out. Yes, he's 22.
Okay,
he was exclusively
good. I like
breastfed.
It.
I want you all to see what an exclusively breastfed 22-year-old child look like.
No, I think this is awesome, right?
Yes,
because when we talk about the values of breastfeeding, we talk about the giving your baby a nutrient advantage, right? Because breastfeeding gives the child a greater amount of nutrients that a formula probably will. And because of the science of it, it's mother to child, you're getting what you need to be in the body that you're in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So the fashion show is geared for that. You it could be formal, it could be casual, and we're going to have you strut down show, and we're just going to talk about what you're wearing. You know, it's a fun, like a fun thing.
Some women are afraid, like, look, if I breastfeed this baby could be huge. Like, they see the value in
right?
They know that you create big, strong babies.
Mm-hmm.
I can see your 22-year-old baby.
Oh, you can see him. He's beautiful. Oh, yes.
And I'm glad to hear that. So we could segue into the next event. I'm glad that you bring in a 22-year-old baby. It's my plans working out. Baby Olympics. Miss Marriott. What can we expect at the Baby Olympics?
Well, the Baby Olympics, it's category of races. You have the crawlers, you have the runners, and you have the walkers. And all races will be conducted on a cushion or a mat to ensure that the babies are completely safe. So you'll have the parents on one end and the babies on the next end, and they'll be cheering them on, and hopefully the best person wins.
All right.
You know, and there will be prizes and gifts for all winners. So everybody be encouraging mothers and aspiring mothers to also come out and join.
Only track events? What about field events?
No, that's what we do to encourage. We don't do much else. Now, I was told, suppose we have some children that are older. I told them I will have to come up with a little obstacle course for those, because we did it before. Because the older children were like, what is for us? What is for us?
Maybe a sack.
Just had a little obstacle thing for them to do, and we had winners for that as well.
Listen, I'm going to need you all to throw some fruit in on the field. We got to have some field events. And throw some fruit on the field and see who secured the most fruit. Fastest.
You give me a good idea, and it's healthy.
Yes.
That's a good way.
Okay, so Sunday's events, Baby Friendly Fair and Fashion Show and Baby Olympics, both taking place at the Ministry of Health and Wellness compound on Meeting Street.
Yes.
The Baby Friendly Fair and Fashion Show, 2 to 6 p.m., Baby Olympics, 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's when that starts, yes.
Okay, I mean...
We are excited.
Even if I can't find the children, I come in out there to watch the Baby Olympics.
Come and enjoy.
Anybody can come and watch?
Yeah, we want to spread the word.
Absolutely.
Everyone can come and be a part.
Okay.
Before I forget, I also would like to tell you that even one or two vendors, maybe you're selling maybe some chicken and fries.
So there'll be food
something.
Available.
Yeah, if that's what you do, you can do that.
Now, dear mothers... Your baby eats what you eat.
That's right.
So know that when you eat the chicken in the bag, Don't 17 years later, 12 years later, 5 years later, don't look at that child and say, who teach you to like chicken in the bag? You did. You did. So there, will there be, like I said, informational sessions where we talk about things like this, like the breastfeeding process, that what you consume, your child consumes, which is why you moderate or eradicate alcohol from your diet. You speak to your doctor about any prescription drugs that you're on to ensure that you're not causing any issues with transference to the baby. Things like spicy food. Now, will eating spicy food while I'm breastfeeding make the milk spicy, or will the child develop a tolerance for spice because I be eating plenty pepper when I'm breastfeeding?
Okay. With spices. Now, the only spice that we tell mothers not to really bother with is the cayenne, okay? The cayenne and pepper, okay? That is like an irritant to the baby's tummy. It can go into the milk as it is digested, okay? So we tell mothers not to bother with that.
All right.
But well, most other spices are fine,
okay?
All of the other spices are fine.
So, dear ladies, you're getting craving for conch salad? Be careful with the spice level.
Yes.
All right, we have one more event left in breastfeeding.
Oh, yes.
Week, Working Women Zoom Seminar on Monday, the 7th of October.
Yes, that is for all those women who can't. We remember we had a session where we did it in person, and we found that we didn't have a very good turnout in person. So what we decided, the way of this world after COVID is Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. So we decided, if you're living in Canada, if you're living in Cat Island, Long Island, Abaco, we would prefer to do a Zoom meeting so everyone can come.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing a Zoom meeting from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We are going to be covering topics about breastfeeding on maternity ward. We're going to be dealing with pumping and storing and how to a working woman will adjust and prepare for going back to work. All of those good things we will be covering in that session. And the latching. You know how these people are always talking about, oh, breastfeeding hurts? We're going to be dealing with all of that in those Zoom sessions. So please, women, jump on board. If you're pregnant presently, if you're breastfeeding and you're having challenges, listen in. You're going to get your answers. And there will be answer and question and answer period in the session as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So come on down. Not come on down, but listen in and wait for the Zoom link. That's the only flyer I have not gotten yet, but I will be sending it out on social media.
All right. So you can stay tuned to the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association's Facebook page, right? For when they post the link.
Yeah, today we will post that.
All right. And the contact number, 806-8314. That's 806-8314.
Yes.
That is the contact number for the president of the association, Ms. Trinica McCarty. So we're going to go through the list of events again. Today, Media Day, Guardian Radio. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday, the 2nd of October, Media Day. And then from 11 to 4 p.m. at Mollet Marathon, Membership Drive. Thursday, the 3rd of October, Breastfeeding Exhibition Competition. What's the prize?
Oh, they're going to be getting the floating trophy, and then they're going to get trophies, and we do have some prizes. We got some donations, so we will have something tangible as well to give the participants.
All right, and that is Breastfeeding Exhibition Competition is Thursday, 3rd of October, Mollet Marathon, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. On Friday, the 4th of October, is the Maternity Ward Visit with gifts to mothers. That's taking place between 12 and 1:30 p.m. And there will be members of the association and associated organizations attending that visit. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, the 5th of October, the association celebrates National Breastfeeding Week at Berea Seventh-day Adventist Church on Blue Hill Road South at 11 a.m. And on Sunday, the big affair, baby-friendly fair and fashion show and Baby Olympics, from 2 to 6 p.m. and 5 p.m. respectively at the Ministry of Health and Wellness Compound, Meeting Street. And then Monday, the 7th of October, we close out the week with the Working Women Zoom Seminar from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on, who's a breastfeeding champion? Kalata Classes Internet. It's Zoom, it's virtual, and stay tuned to the association's Facebook page when they post the Zoom link.
Thank you.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Okay, I know you guys are busy, all out of time. Miss Marriott, breastfeeding mother, let's go to you. How has it been traversing the working world?
Well, for me, I could say I was more, it was easy for me being self-employed.
Okay.
You know, but at the same time, it benefited me with having two preemie babies. My son, I had him in 2021. He was a preemie baby. He was only 2 pounds. So for me, breastfeeding, it wasn't a choice. You know, it was mandated by the doctor. And with him, you know, with preemie babies, breastfeeding was best because it helped against infections. You know, and all of, because preemie babies, they are prone to infections. And then my daughter, I had her in 2016. You mm-hmm. know, they were 15 years apart, and she was a micro preemie baby, only weighing 1 pound. So for me, again, breastfeeding wasn't an option.
Yeah.
You know, it was a must. So especially with her, with all the different trials she had in hospital, I mean, the breast milk did wonders. Besides the bonding and helping fight against bacteria, you know, it worked best, you know, that helped.
So natural immunization.
Yes.
And then, like, okay, let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Erin, and morning to your guests.
Morning.
I heard you say Carlotta class just now, and it really brought back memories for me mm-hmm. because in 1993, I was a teen mother in the PACE program, mm-hmm. and they brought in nurse class and a team, and she was advocating breastfeeding since then. And some of us were 15 and 16 and 17 years old, and she got us to see the importance of breastfeeding our babies.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, all these years later, my son is 30 now, and I breastfed him. He does not be sick, colds, flus, maybe one day, 2 days the max.
Mm-hmm.
He slept, like when he was a child, he slept in the bed with his cousins. Everyone had chicken pox. He didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So all those childhood diseases, he was immunized. But I mean, I really believe that the breastfeeding, the breast milk is what strengthens his system.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, like I said, he's 30 plus. No sickness, no flus, no ailments. And so Carlotta Class, she's a champion. And I remember her with fondness.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Kudos
for calling.
To the ladies and, you know, y'all breastfeed those babies.
Yes, we can keep up the good work. I mean, not me personally, but I'm supporting them. Thank you
yeah,
so
man.
Much.
You. All right, have a good day.
All right, Miss Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
Self-employed.
Yeah.
The nature of your business, did that support you being able to breastfeed on the job?
Well, it was flexible for me because it's my business. So me being self-employed every 2 hours in between clients, sometimes I will tell my clients, listen, I got to go. Because the production for the breast milk for me, I started out even on my baby. She was 31 days when she had her first feeding because she was NPO
right.
due to extended tummy. So she didn't have a first feed. She didn't have a feeding as yet. But because I knew the importance of breast milk with the history of my son, I started to pump from the break. So every 2 hours, I would go and I would pump my breast, pump the milk. So
mm-hmm.
because of that, the body itself knew every 2 hours, whether or not I was busy at work, I would see myself start to leak. So I would be like, okay, 2 hours has come, I gotta go. So I kept that same regimen so that my body could automatically, hey, no, it's time, so
mm-hmm.
that the milk can continue coming. So by the time she was able to start her feedings, I had tons and tons of milk at the hospital stored for her.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of your body,
mm-hmm.
You are physically fit compared to me.
Mm-hmm.
Did breastfeeding cause any abnormal behavior in your body? Like young people say, I don't want to breastfeed. I'm trying to keep this body together. Breastfeeding only going to make me swell up. What was your experience physically with breastfeeding?
Well, my experience, the only challenge I had was in the beginning. Because, you know, the breasts are extended. They are painful. But once you start the pump, it begins to, you know, come back to its normal
size and volume.
So,
yeah.
And volume. So I can, and then I wasn't even worried about the breast. The only worries was my baby getting the nutrients that she needed. So at that time, it was less important to me rather than worrying about what the body needed, you know, rather than my baby.
Do you find that the switches just click on? Like your body responds naturally?
Yes, it does.
Your body knows.
Once you put it on that regimen, like I say, every two, because I pumped every 2 hours, if I'm working and that 2 hours had passed, I would look and be like, oh my God, someone said, well, Crystal, you leaking, and they know, hey, I got to go.
All right. In terms of breastfeeding mother, responses from the public, family members, people understanding, like you say, You just sitting there chilling, and all of a sudden you forgot the 2 hours. You've reached that sort of timeline. And people are like, hey, cuz, just hit the bathroom. Yeah. Or did people express or manifest a discomfort even if they didn't say it?
Well, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't experience any discomfort from my clients or family members, especially, I don't know, people are more sensitive because, hey, I was going through, you know, the process where my premature baby was still in hospital. So it was, I mean, they were rather compassionate, you know, because of my present situation at the time.
Right. So. I find it hard to reconcile that a country that is baby positive in one sense, be fruitful and multiply. Children cry, but yet they come. This, your whole life is to bring children and extend the legacy. You know, I find that's who we are. But perhaps we are developing a sort of different type of culture where we don't center babies as much. We don't encourage as much people to make babies, right? In a very positive, in a very positive sense. Mm-hmm. You gonna do it again?
Well, no, I'm tied off.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, but then you prevented from.
Yeah.
But did your experience breastfeeding sort of draw you into you know, I love these babies. I want to make another baby.
It gives you a bond. It gives you a closer bond with your infant. You know, especially because of the kangaroo care, you know, and the breastfeeding, you're able to, you know, just cuddle with your baby, sing with your baby hear your voice and know you. And automatically, even if you're just holding the baby in the arm, automatically they start to reach because, hey, I know that's my food right there.
Now, listen, in preparation for the show yesterday, before I even knew you were coming, a video came across my feed. It was a mother pregnant, probably 9 weeks, about to be 10 weeks. And she had a phone and she's playing like soca music. And the baby was gallivanting. The baby wasn't even two-stepping. The baby was gallivanting. Do you find that understanding that babies can hear, acknowledge?
Yeah.
Do you encourage mothers to talk to the child in utero about what to expect? Like, hey, baby, we could be breastfeeding in a minute.
Yes, because I found out that when they're breastfeeding, they are their safest place. So you find them, they either pulling on the objects. As now, even my baby, she's 8, and she constantly takes around a blanket.
Because that's what she would have.
You know, because that was her comfort. Yeah, you know, so when they're breastfeeding, they're at their best place. So whether or not it is, they like to sing, they like to move. You know, you find them doing that when they're doing their feedings. So that's normal.
That is awesome. I think that the skin-to-skin contact, the immediate initial interaction, not just skin-to-skin, the voice, the smell, the proximity, all of these things that take place with breastfeeding are also a part of this formative developmental stage.
Yes.
Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to repeat our contact information, and then we're going to go to a break. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, cousin. You have a baby for me for the Baby Olympics?
Oh, like you, Erin, I am putting out the message there, any babies available. Only thing is, like, I send the breast with the baby because I think mine's on dry.
You finish
now.
It. Well, listen, I want one of them Barry Tari babies who could swim. We gonna have swimming in this year's Baby Olympics too.
Listen, I called in because I was a part of that breastfeeding. Our 3 kids, 100% breastfed, all 3 of them.
Yes, ma'am.
My first one, I stopped with these. I think it was these same ladies. They did a video of me with in the breastfeeding demonstration thing. And with my youngest, I did the same thing again at PMH.
Okay.
And the only thing I want them to say, Erin, that I didn't hear anyone say is, no matter how old that child gets, that child is a clinger.
A clinger.
They cling. My 24-year-old was my first. Mm-hmm. And if I could get him out of my... I mean, he go to work and everything, but everything is mummy. Everything is mummy. You can't get rid of them. That's how they latch on to that breast. They latch onto you for life like that.
You like that?
And
though.
They're very loving, very easy to pass it. You can get them calmed down very easily, and they have like beautiful skin. They're very intelligent. There's so much things that you can gather from breastfeeding children mm-hmm. that you don't get from cow milk.
Well, and from formula, right? You get the yeah. nutrients that the body has produced for
naturally.
The body you mm-hmm. are in. The body yeah. that made you mm-hmm. knows what you need.
And you never have to warm it. You never have to go searching for no way to all you do is wash that clean that breast off, keep that clean, and that's it. You go around with a towel on your shoulder and one pampas in your back pocket, and you're good.
You ready to roll? Georgie
ready
Bundle, Gallivan, get on the mailboat. I love it because sometimes we think that mothers and breastfeeding mothers are limited in their capacity to be in the world. But hundreds of years of life and experience has shown us women who have to. They don't have the
free.
Right. They don't have the privilege, right?
Yes, yes.
Of
yes.
not getting back to work. Cousin,
no,
thank you.
You're more freer too to move around because you don't have to tote around that bag loaded with things.
There you go.
You know?
Because you got your supply right there with you.
At no cost.
Like Miss Marriott say, it's free. Right? Okay. Thank you very much, caller. We got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to end the session. And then some headlines. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We have the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association with us as we close out this discussion on National Breastfeeding Week. Miss Sarah Turnquest is a maternal child and health coordinator from the Ministry of Health. And Ministry of Health is partnering with and supporting the initiatives of the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Week. And we say thank you to them. This is outside of my personal thank you. It's been a rough week. And whatever y'all say, babies just bring joy. They just bring happiness. They bring community. They remind you, even when you think you are alone, that you can't be alone. Because all of these little babies need a village to ensure that they could grow up and make more little babies. So we say thank you to the Ministry of Health and Wellness. And again, the Sunday events, the Baby Friendly Fair and Fashion Show and Baby Olympics will be hosted on the Ministry of Health and Wellness compound Meeting Street. That's 2 to 6 p.m. and 5 p.m. respectively. I'd say, ladies, thank you very much for joining me. Any last word before we go?
Just to put in a plug for the Ministry of Health and Wellness, I'm always on the training side, and we are supporting breastfeeding through increasing our cadre of staff who are trained in breastfeeding.
Okay.
Okay. We work along with the BNBA. Very recently, we just had a training in breastfeeding. Mrs. Hall, you didn't tell everybody about that. We had a huge group of staff trained in breastfeeding in the private and the public sector, including Doctors Hospital, Grand Bahama Health Services. They were trained in breastfeeding. Additionally, we do have nurses, midwives, who are breastfeeding counselors.
Okay.
They're trained lactation counselors. Okay, a lot of people do not know that. And on the maternity ward, in the public sector, Department of Public Health, in the community, Mrs. Hall sitting right here, she is a trained lactation counselor. So we do awesome. Have a cadre of qualified staff ready to serve the public. And you, the public, we want you to call us. If you have any questions, along with Mrs. Holland and her agency, our numbers are 502-4700. We do have midwives on staff on a daily basis in the postnatal home service unit, 502-4700. You can ask for the postnatal midwife. We are here for you.
This is awesome.
Okay.
Like this is awesome because I mean, I'm not a mother, not breastfeeding, but I consume so much media. I can practice empathy. I've seen the discomfort, the trepidation that some young mothers have. I don't know if I could even ask. And I just want to say trust. Trust in this community called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Those support people, the people in that space, they are not just welcoming and accommodating. They are gentle. And even when you feel in a little rough, trust, they being gentle. They love you. They're supportive. They care for both the mother and the child. And just open yourself up to the support. It's accessible. Then they're young girls, young expecting mothers. The support is there. You just open your mouth and say A, and somebody can say B, we here. Reach out again. The contact information for the Breastfeeding Association, 806-8314. That's Miss Trinica McCarty's number, the president. You can find them on Facebook and the postnatal unit for access to postnatal nurses and services, 502-4700. Ms. Marriott. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you very much for joining us and sharing your personal experience. I don't know where I can get a baby from to compete against your baby and Miss McCarty, 22-year-old baby. It looked like I got to go all the way down to Ragged Island, where they be eating tamarind from 6 months old to find me a baby strong enough to compete with y'all baby. But children cry, but yet they come.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even if you didn't bring them into the world, you still have an obligation to care for them and ensure that they can get everything they need
yes.
to be the best them. Ladies, thank you very much for joining me as well. Somebody say they bring joy, but they also bring bills. But don't worry, that next person say you could get a baby right from Kelly's, but take it off the shelf. Thank you, Texter, for that sage advice. Y'all don't be laughing at me when I come with my baby, okay? Maybe... They say the American doll, it may be the Cat Island doll, but don't mind my baby coming. Mm-hmm. Ladies, thank you so much. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
Have a wonderful
yes.
day. And see you this week yes. at all the events.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, producer. We're going to go to a quick break. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
There we go. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. I've got a few minutes left to end the show. My guests were supposed to be leaving a little earlier than they did, but the conversation was so good, I had to continue it. After yesterday's show, at the end of Mr. Newry's hour, we had a caller that said something that prompted me to prepare a show for today. That show, of course, was happily interrupted by the conversation we had. But I wanted to have a conversation about conspiracy theories. At the end of the Guardian Radio AM hour, a caller came in and said, you know, I don't believe in the theory that oil is the result of the decay of plant matter and dinosaurs and things. I think that oil is the blood that the planet produces. My response to that was, to the guest specifically, is, are there resources available to conduct studies where we can determine the validity and viability of indigenous and traditional sort of scientific practices, things we've observed, the way that we talk about the weather, health, all kinds of things. And so it led me, because I think we run a dangerous game when we dismiss everything as foolish or just wild conspiracies. And so for tomorrow's show, I would like to talk about conspiracy theories. And I'm asking the audience to gather what they think are conspiracy theories, both at home and abroad. To start off, somebody said to me, the Centerville haunted house, the house where they say that the trees dance, say that's a conspiracy theory. They ain't gonna never believe that. Digger needs some serious proof to prove that. And then I thought about this article, Data Pirates of the Caribbean, written by The Intercept, published on 19th May, published by The Intercept, 19th of May, 2014. The NSA is secretly intercepting, recording, and archiving the audio of virtually every cell phone conversation on the island nation of the Bahamas. Now, I remember when people was talking that, and we all, that's just a conspiracy theory. People say, that ain't no true. That can't be no true. And I want to ask, is that a conspiracy theory that has been proven true? Also, I have some tests. Test to determine whether something is a conspiracy theory or not. We're going to touch all of those tomorrow morning. And then, of course, this headline, why no answer on traffic death? Family still waiting for classification of teen killed in road. And finally, we have his name, James Lee Richmond. Well, join me tomorrow, for we shall be discussing the top five conspiracy theories of the modern century. We'd be in the 23rd century, be in the future. Anyway, the top five conspiracy theories we'll be discussing tomorrow morning. Are they true? Thank you for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green. Don't forget, I need a granddaddy or a daddy for Halloween, and I need a baby for the Breastfeeding Association's Baby Olympics. You guys have a great day. And if you see me, just turn your head and keep walking.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.